Sarah Packiam makes a great impression with her Irish beauty and charm, while her songs make a lasting memory. From Frankfurt, Germany, she spoke with the president of Just Imagine It, Inc., Charlie Stanton.
Still love that guy.
Welcome, everybody, to another special edition on Get Behind Me Now, Stay There. Today, we are really, really privileged to have on Sarah Packiam, and she is just, I'll tell you, a singer that is just wonderful and blowing up the charts. And we're speaking to her from Frankfurt, Germany. And welcome to the show, Sarah.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I'm assuming you just finished up a show there in Germany.
We just actually arrived to Germany yesterday. It's my day off in Frankfurt.
Oh.
Some shoes. And yesterday we were in Luxembourg. So we did a show in Luxembourg. And before that, we were in Paris, Valencia, and Madrid.
Oh, wow.
And tomorrow we'll be in Berlin.
Oh, you're going to play Berlin? No. That's a wild city, man.
I'm excited to go. I've heard a lot of great things about it, so I'm excited to check it out.
Yeah, we have a singer. She's from Sweden, and we saw her when she toured in America. And cool. She was going back home to Europe. And we asked her, if she was going back to Sweden, and she goes, no, I'm going to Berlin. And we asked her, why Berlin? She goes, because that is the music capital of Europe.
Wow.
You know?
Well, I'm about to experience it. I'm excited. Let's see. Yeah. Only good things I hear.
Yeah. So how are you enjoying, Europe now? You're from Ireland, right?
I'm from Ireland, so I'm feeling quite at home. And just the hour change was a little difficult for me, the jet lag, but we're 4 in the morning. In the beginning, but now it's great, and the crowd has been great, and really good response to the new songs and the new album, and yeah, it's positive, excited.
I bet it was. And so you're having a lot of fun in Europe, huh?
Yes, it's a fun road trip. We rented a car, and we've got the guitar in the back of the car, and going city to city, country to country, and yeah, I can't complain.
Now, I gotta ask you, are you gonna play in Ireland while you're there?
Ireland's not happening this trip. Possibly the next time I come over, I'll do England and Ireland. I got to do the UK and of course, go back home to Ireland. But this trip was mainland, really, and rental car friendly.
yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, we're an indie tour. It's fun. We're starting out, but this is the way it happens. It's grassroots, and if people come to the show and they know my songs or they come and say, hi, I'm so happy to meet new fans and new people, and just, yeah, meeting friends along the way, really.
Oh, it sounds like a wonderful trip. And, I would love to be the driver. I would love to even just drive the van,
I know. We have people tagging along. You'd be surprised. We're meeting friends all over the place that are squeezing in the car, squeezing in the hotel room. Say no more.
Okay. Is there a song on, again, that just like you just like every night that you perform it, you're just like, yeah, I can't wait till we get to that song because I love doing this song.
So I think I would feel that way about Messed Up.
I love that song.
That's normally my closer of the night, and I have fun performing it, and I think it I like to see people groove with it, and it's an upbeat song, so that would have to be my favorite.
Your new album is called Again, and
yes.
It is so good, man, I tell you.
You like it.
Well, I first saw a video for it, for the song Messed Up. And then, so I got, intrigued in it, and I said, I'm going to check this out. I went and I got the album, and I put it on my iPhone, man, and then I was, listening to it, then I put it on my tablet, and then I was just, telling my friends about it, and I was just like, man, you are just very, very talented.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Matter of fact, for our listening audience around the world here, your new single is called Messed Up. Let's hear a little bit of that right now.
Maybe I'm a little messed up.
So when are you going to be coming back to America? Or are you going to stay in Europe for a while?
Back in action, performing and doing some radio, hopefully some more radio, and promoting the new album. And I'm looking forward to coming home, but enjoying Europe at the same time. I mean, I'm from here, so I feel comfortable here in a ways. Although, I have to say, getting in a car and driving 3 hours and arriving in a new country where they speak a totally different language, there's something really special about that. I just learned how to count 1 to 10 in the last country, and I will learn the next country.
Oh, my goodness. So now you, Los Angeles is your home in America, right?
Miami.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
I love LA, but Miami's my hometown.
Yeah, because I noticed that Messed Up was shot in LA area.
Yes, Messed Up was LA, and City Little Love Songs was Miami.
Oh, that was Miami.
Yeah, it was a little island in Miami.
Yeah, Silly Little Love Songs. I love the song. And it's really kind of crazy, and you know, and this is a compliment to you, because I saw the video, and the video is just, you know, it's great, it's outrageous, it's fun, you know, and it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And I play it, you know, on my iPod or something, you know, it's just as great, even without the visuals.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, it's a storytelling song, so I try to do that. That's my aim, to create a visual with the song. So it was actually written about when I saw a photograph.
Uh-huh.
And I could tell that it was their first love.
And
the song pretty much came out in a very few minutes, just all the lyrics and the music together very quickly, because it was a story in my head that I had to get out about this couple that I saw in a photograph.
Oh, wow. That's great.
You remember first love, right? It's crazy.
They tell me about it, but you know what? I think everybody remembers first love, you know?
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's just an experience, you know, for everybody, because it's so, you know, beautiful and so new and everything like that. And then the energy that comes with it, you know?
Exactly.
Now, you know, we talked about Silly Little Love Songs, and so for all of our listeners around the world, and we have a huge following around the world. And, you know, I want to play some of this song just to show people how cool it really is.
As you take me far away, one little look, I'm on holiday, and all that it took was a moment, the sunshine went outside, there's rain, and you do it all the time, taking me higher than the Empire State.
If I was a medical doctor, I would say right now, you know what? This is an infectious song.
That's a good compliment. I like that.
Yeah. And you just can't get it out of your head, you know? You're just... Huh. Yeah.
You know? The chorus is what you have in your head?
Yeah, because it's so simple and it's so beautiful, and it's just like, and it applies to everyone that's sitting in this world.
Yeah.
You know, we've all at one time felt like that, you know, because of you, me, you know? Come on, Sarah. I know you've been in love before. Maybe you're in love right now. Who knows? But that's how you feel, you know? Like, so euphoric, yeah. You can't even explain it to people.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. True. I mean, yeah. And it came out pretty spontaneous. So, but, I mean, as I said, I didn't write it for myself. I wrote it for another couple. I was remembering that feeling. And I think we can all relate to that.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, not only can we relate to it, you know, for those of us, you know, that don't have it at the present, you know, we're like, you know, oh, I got to find that again.
It's a big world. There's plenty of people out there. You should get on a European tour, and you never know who you'll meet.
Doing this radio show podcast, we have met so many people around the world. It would just blow your mind. Yeah.
Oh, incredible.
Yeah, it's just...
That's what life is about. Wow.
Right.
That's you know good music then. You know how to spot it.
That's why I'm talking to you. Yeah. So what do you love so much about Miami? Why settle on Miami?
I think it's the blend of all the different, like you said, I mean, even Miami's so diverse. There's people from everywhere, and the beach. I miss the mountains slightly.
Yeah.
But yeah, and I just feel it's home now.
Yeah, you know, I like Miami. The thing that, you know, I finally put together was that everyone here is in a good mood, and they're from, you know, like, just about every single country you could think of. They're all on vacation, walking around, having a good time. You know?
Exactly. The vibe is amazing. And they could be the richest guy or the poorest guy, and they're all wearing flip-flops and shirts, you know? There's no airs and graces. And they all love music.
Right. And you would never know. You know?
That's a good thing. We're just people and having a good time. And yeah, I love that. I'm hoping to pop down to the Keys and probably be my next trip down to the Keys.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm sure you've been there before. They'll love...
Yes, I've been. I did some shows there, and I think they play some of my songs down there. I think they like Messed Up as well.
Oh, everyone does.
So I'll go down and sing that a couple times. And have me a few margaritas.
All right, you do that. Okay, I'm going to hold you to it now. I want to hear it, and this song is called Messed Up, and it's for Edward Sant.
It's for you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, listen, I know you're really busy, and it's really late there, and we just want to thank you so much, Sarah, for being on, and we want everyone to go out and get your album. It's called Again, and then all your other albums are on there as well. You can go on Spotify and iTunes, you know, everywhere the music is sold. And it's just beautiful. And you have a very nice website, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. We did it ourselves, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Everything is low-budget indie. It can be done.
You know what? It can all be done. And continued success on your tour. Say hello to everyone in Europe for us. And thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Edward.
Okay. We'll talk to you soon. Abiduzain.
Hey.
Okay, so go to iTunes and get Sarah's new album. It's called Again, and or pick out another one. They're all good. Okay, Sarah, thank you so much.
To learn more about Sarah Pakyam, visit us on our website at justimagineitinc.com.
Cardiac, heart attack, painted black, you know they never did the real.